Thank you for calling Customer Support Nigeria speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Mom. Again, I just I don't know what happened, but I filled in a survey, and then I happened to come across this promotion on the heart monitor, I think, or but after I made a survey. So this is Nancy Galasha, by the way. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, and then so I ordered a, what was that, a gadget, a watch which monitor the heart rate and that thing. Yeah.
What's your zip code?
Pardon?
What's your zip code?
90810.
First and last name?
Nancy Galasha.
You said 908210?
Yeah, 98010. The zip code.
98010.
Sorry, 90810. Sorry, 90810.
Can you verify your shipment address?
2830 Baltic Avenue, Long Beach, California.
Yes. Now, it does show that you did order our Focus watch. You paid $5.97 for shipping and handling, and the warranty, $19.94 for that Focus watch.
Yeah, I am just wondering, so I have to pay $5.97 for the shipping. But then I just wondering, it's because when I went through that fine things that I have to be, that is a 14-day, there is a 14-day trial, and then after that I have to be charged on my account this much. They think, am I right on that?
Yes.
Is that the condition?
Yes, time the condition, it states, if you don't call and cancel before your 14-day trial is up, you will be billed the full price for that Focus watch, which is $69.97.
So, yeah, Mom, so what you wanted to do is just, I just wanted to cancel it.
What did you want to do?
I wanted to cancel that one, that order, because I can track down about the 14-day trial, and then automatically you have to just, you got to, what is this, to charge me, because in the beginning it was not indicated there. It says only, and it's a kind of trick, Mom, that after I ordered or I have closed the deal and order, that's the time that I find that fine print. Whereby I think this is quite
okay, so you don't want a mail?
I don't want it.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to cancel it.
I will go ahead and cancel it out for you.
Yeah. Thank you, Mom, and cancel as well the shipment. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. You know, Mom, that is quite tricky. It says that it's the discount you're contact. This is the amount you'll get paid. Yeah. And then by the time that you already confirm the order, that's the time that they show you the terms and conditions, which is really a little bit tricky. So I just want to cancel it.
All right, well, I did go ahead and cancel it out for you and issue that refund back into your account. It should take 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, how many business days?
3 to 5.
3 to 5 business days. So
yes.
What will be refunded is the $5.97.
Yes, the $5.97 and $19.94.
Okay. I think because it's only the $5.97 that I saw on my account. Yeah, the nineteen something is not. It's not reflected yet.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not reflected in my account yet. Okay, anyway, thank you so much. But that is my feedback on this. Because supposedly the condition, the terms and conditions should be at the first before you close the deal.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, that is a little bit, tricky because I already confirmed my order. And then when I went down through the paper, yeah, that is when I discover about these terms and conditions.
Yes, yes, ma'am. I did go ahead and cancel that out for you, though.
Yeah, but then that is supposedly to be the what is the customer should be informed before we close the deal, before I confirm my order. Okay, that's only my feedback, ma'am. So I am sorry for the inconvenience, but I'm a little bit, I didn't like the process. Okay.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy your day.
Okay, thank you.